You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We are about halfway through spring training, and the Mariners are just humming along there in their camp. I think literally humming. We're going to get to that in a second. But let's talk to Greg Johns first about some other things. I'm Allison Futter. Greg, what have you noticed? Anything stand out to you about what's been going on in Mariners camp? Somebody who's looked good, somebody who might not look so good. Just anything that we need to update on that front?
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing very well. I think coming out early, I think the guys that were going to the WBC came ready to go early, so a lot of their veterans were pushing hard early, and that, I think, kind of carried over to some guys. But I think pleasant surprises, Allison. I think things they needed to see. Daniel Vogelbach at first base has looked very good defensively, which was a big thing. He was a guy that they felt could hit, but they needed to see him, you know, get a little more flexible and agile around first base, and he's taken that, you know, really run with it. Last year, defensive shifts, they had trouble getting Adam Lind and Dejo Lee to get far off the bag when they're facing right-handers, and they've asked Vogelbach to get, and this guy's, you know, way further out into the hole than they had before, and, you know, balls hit to the ground on the left side, he puts his head down, busts his butt to first, turns around, throws coming, makes catch. I mean, they're really pleased with not only his agility, but his willingness to really extend himself a little further than some of the veterans they've had over there in the past. So that's been an interesting, and I think a kind of a subtle thing that we can watch going forward, Vogelbach defensively. Mitch Haniger been everything they had hoped out in right field. Now they're one of the young guys that they picked up over the offseason. I think he's been everything they had hoped, certainly. I don't know if that's a surprise or not, but certainly a needed thing to see. And you know, some other guys popping up a little bit. Max Posey, young pitcher, has looked real good. Thiago Vieira, the hard-throwing rookie out of Brazil, has been a kind of a nice eye-opener. Just Guillermo Heredia playing very well out in the outfield, kind of a guy on the fringe. He looks like he could really help him coming over from Cuba last year, and seems a lot more comfortable this year. So a lot of positives early, and they've been playing well on the field.
Yeah, as I've been traveling around, and because of my Astros background, a lot of people ask me, like, what do you think of the Astros' chances this year? And then I say, well, you know, they've got some pitching issues, but people think they're going to win the division. And then everyone says, you know, but the Mariners look pretty good. And I agree. And I feel like I say that every year. I'm always like, the Mariners are going to be a force to be reckoned with. I guess it kind of comes down to health, right? I mean, any team you talk to, they're like, well, we could be really good as long as we stay healthy. I mean, the front office put together a team, you know, the contending front offices, they put together a team that they think are pretty good. But it really comes down to who comes out of spring training the healthiest in some ways to dictate the beginning of the season, like how that's going to go.
Yeah, health and pitching, I always say. But, yeah, I mean, and I guess that's been a positive as well. Drew Smyly thrown very, very well, and he's, you know, could be a real key to that rotation that needs that depth. You know, I think their rotation looks real good if everything goes right, as maybe that's usually the case. But they've certainly got some guys. Yvonne Gallardo looked very good in his last start. Another veteran that kind of some questions on him when they brought him in. Didn't pitch real well last year, but they think he can bounce back and have a nice year. Paxton certainly need a big year from him. And Felix and Iwakuma, you know, I mean, you got five pretty good starters and some other guys in the wing. So keeping those guys healthy and pitching well, I think they could do very well. But that always is a challenge, as we know.
So I was reading a nice article, I believe it was in the New York Times, Tyler Kepner, just talking about the Mariners and you know, just what Jerry Dipoto has done, and he's obviously made a ton of trades. And just when you think he's done, he makes a couple more. I think they actually made one after spring training had started. So, but one of the interesting points is that he's unafraid of a trade coming back to bite him. Like, he does not hesitate to do something that maybe in his gut he feels is like the right thing at that time, and ends up being maybe something that didn't help the Mariners. That's kind of an important thing. If you're gonna have a GM who's trying to shake things up without breaking everything down and starting over, he's trying to keep this team competitive while they have all these stars that are in the middle of big contracts. So that's kind of good, I guess, from a fan standpoint, that the GM is kind of unafraid in that way.
Yeah, I mean, you have to say he's unafraid. I mean, he's made, I think it's 41 trades in the 17 months since he took over. I mean, it's insane,
wow.
More than anybody in Major League. So unafraid, yeah. I mean, as he says, surprisingly, it's hard to make trades. And I said, well, really, Jerry? It doesn't seem that hard for you. But it's hard to, you know, line up what you've got and find another GM willing to make that risk as well. I mean, GMs are human, and the last thing you want to do is trade a guy that, and you turn around and it, 3 years later and the guy's an all-star and you got nothing for it. And, you know, trading prospects, you know, guys usually oftentimes value their prospects more than other teams and are reluctant to move them. You know, the old bite you later thing is real. I mean, Jerry doesn't seem to worry too much about it. He says, yeah, sometimes we look bad in the long run, but you know, you're moving forward. You make a mistake, you keep going forward, and you hope to make more good decisions than bad. His idea with trades is to get guys who fit what they want. He'll tell you, we're not trying to win every trade. We're not trying to, you know, bamboozle the other team, make them look like idiots. We're trying to work with people, and find fits for them and fits for us. And I think he works well with people. Jerry is a people guy. He loves talking baseball. I think there's a lot of GMs that enjoy talking with him, and he's persistent. You know, he gets after somebody he's interested in, and he keeps going. He'll keep coming back to you and keep, hey, what are you looking at now? And a lot of times he'll say, hey, this is a guy we were looking at a year ago. We finally made the pieces line up. Chase DeYoung, the kid they just picked up in their last deal, that fit that case. You know, a guy they've been looking at for a while. They just liked him as a young strike throwing pitcher, which kind of fits their mold, and a guy they think could fit in well down the road, and kind of that pool of young pitchers. So, Jerry, you can't make that many deals and be afraid to put your foot down and go for it sometimes. So pretty fun to watch, pretty fun to cover, and it'll be a lot of fun to see how it comes out in the wash.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to switch to a totally different gear when I mentioned humming before, because I'm going to switch over to music. And apparently, Leonis Martin had quite a 29th birthday celebration. Okay, so this is, just when you think you've seen everything in baseball, somebody surprises you. So tell us how the Mariners commemorated Leonis Martin's 29th birthday.
Well, if you like mariachi music, the Leonis's birthday was the day for you. And luckily, Leonis is a fun guy, a fun-loving guy, a big smile on his face all the time. Team meeting in the morning, they're talking talking baseball, doing their usual thing, and lo and behold, just start hearing some music. And of course, the media is not in this. This is players only, but the players start hearing music coming in, and a four-man mariachi band walks in and starts playing Happy Birthday, and Leonis gets up, and this is awesome, and thanks everyone. And little did he know, the mariachi band was going to follow him around for the entire two-hour workout. And literally on the field, they were there when he was throwing, warming up. When he was taking fly balls in the outfield, they went out to the center field fence and stood behind him and played. When he hit in the cage, they stood beside him. And he wore a sombrero throughout the entire workout, which he said was quite interesting, taking swings in the cage with a sombrero. He enjoyed it. We went in to talk to him afterwards. Of course, media loves this kind of stuff. Hey, what a fun story. We walk in to start talking to him. Next thing you know, the mariachi band is behind us playing music. You can't hear because the mariachi band is in your ear. So Leonis thankfully says, hey, cool it for just a minute and let us talk to him. But it's fun. Leonis is a fun-loving guy and kind of speaks to this team and what Scott Service is trying to do, kind of keep things loose and easy in the clubhouse and in the spring, especially long season, and having fun with guys. And that was certainly one I hadn't seen, and none of the ballplayers had said they'd ever seen a band on the field as well.
I'm sitting here cracking up because as you're talking, I'm watching the video on the Mariners website on MLB.com. As he's like fielding fly balls, he's like throwing the ball around. He's got the sombrero on his head. The mariachi band is in the background. So if anybody just takes 2 minutes to get on the website and check this out, because it's, oh my God, is that funny? I mean, I never, sombreros, I just can't imagine how he was able to see anything.
Well, as his teammates, of course, were giving him a hard time the whole day, draw dice, and it was quite a character out beside him in the left field. Said, hey, he's not having any trouble with sunballs today. He's got the big brim on. His coaches, and I think they were semi-serious when he was making throws in from the outfield, said, hey, these are the best throws he's made all year. The hat makes him keep his head up, and his throws are really online today. And it kind of straightened out his throwing motion. So it's funny. I can't imagine it was real comfortable for 2 hours to be wearing a big old sombrero, but he wore it. The other funny thing, Allison, where did this thing come from? I went over and was talking to Kyle Seager afterwards. Said, who's behind all this? And he said, well, I think the skipper, but all I know is I was volunteered to pay for this. Kyle Seager was footing the bill for the band for a couple hours, and I think he was starting to look at his watch as they continue playing in the clubhouse for the 2.5 hours. So it was pretty funny. And that, again, speaks to service has been that way. He kind of likes to get some of the well-paid veterans to help out with some of the fun things they do, bringing in a pool table or taking the guys out for a sushi dinner after after an inter-squad game of the winners. So Hisashi Iwakuma picked up the check on that. I think Felix and Cano helped put in the pool table. You know, different guys, different days seem to be reaching in their wallets a little bit and with a smile.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love how he had the band quiet down so we could talk to the media. You got to love that guy. Okay, Greg, thank you. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll have as entertaining things to talk about next week, but enjoy the rest of your week. We'll catch up with you next time. Thank you.
You never know what you're going to see in spring training, that's for sure.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.